joined now by senior NBA writer with The Athletic. Here is Sam Amick. How you doing, Sam?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. Read your piece about Kawhi and, you know, the connection to the Clippers. And obviously we saw the ESPN report from a week ago about their pursuit, and they're almost treating it like a college recruitment in many ways. But, you know, as a writer, and we deal with it every day as talk radio guys, it's impossible to get a read on Kawhi. Like, how do you go about this, trying to project what he's going to do when he doesn't give off anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think, to me, what's interesting about, you know, where we're at right now in mid-December is that, for one, A, you know, like you say, he's not going to give us anything. B, I honestly generally feel this way about 99% of free agents. There's truly nothing to give, you know what I mean? Because you've got the unknown on the court, and for the Raptors, that's the question of how far can they take this thing with him as part of it, and that's a major part of their recruiting pitch is what happens on the court. You know, and then you just add their state of mind when it's late June and you're kind of weighing the next few years of your life as a player and deciding what you want to do, what you care about the most. You've got the game, you've got the lifestyle, you've got, you know, other factors that always come into play. So, you know, this part of the process for me, I just find endlessly fascinating, and that goes for any team that's trying to go after a guy. In this case, writing about the Clippers, but again, Toronto with their own pitch. I don't think the mainstream fan necessarily realizes, like, just all the layers there are to the way that these teams try to get these players.
Well, you mentioned Toronto in that, and even though he's playing for the Raps, I mean, they're in pursuit of it as well. I mean, there's a constant courtship going on. Yet, obviously, the Clippers' sales pitch has been pretty well articulated. Has the Raptors' plan been articulated? Do you have a read on how they're going about trying to make sure that he sticks around?
Well, I mean, I know Masai Ujiri fairly well, respect the heck out of him, and, you know, I think by and large, it's been a lot more straightforward because they've got the advantage of having him in-house. You have the advantage of every single day trying to kind of foster the relationship between somebody like Nick Nurse and Kawhi to make sure that, you know, Kawhi feels like his view is being heard when it comes to the way they compete. You know, everything from that to stuff off the court. The relationship between Masai and Kawhi, trying to make sure they're in a good place. The Kyle Lowry factor. You know, I talked to Kyle for this story, and Kyle was taking a very respectful, kind of hands-off approach and talking about the brotherhood among NBA players and how he's just going to be happy for Kawhi whenever he makes his decision because, you know, it's kind of a very holistic view of the landscape. So the Raptors get a chance to recruit Kawhi every single day and to steer clear of the tampering police. That's what you get when you trade for a guy, and it really is almost a direct parallel to the Oklahoma City Paul George situation. You know, as you guys know, we all thought Paul was going to go to the Lakers. He's from the L.A. area, just like Kawhi, and OKC rolls the dice. They trade for him, and it's very similar to the Raptors' pitch, where they just try to sell that player on their culture and everything that comes with it, you know, in all those months leading into free agency.
Well, how effective, Sam, do you think this Clippers pitch is working so far? Because, you know, they're being very overt by sending out executives to scout both the Golden State Warriors, who obviously have a pending free agent named Kevin Durant, and the Raptors for Kawhi. You know, you had the anecdote of Lawrence Frank, the head of the basketball operation in L.A. with the Clippers, maybe trying to approach Kawhi, but Kawhi not apparently knowing who Lawrence Frank was. I mean, is any of this stuff going to make an impact on Kawhi, or is it going to be coming on too strong for a guy who's, you know, focused on trying to win a championship with this team in Toronto?
Well, I mean, fair questions for sure. And I felt like one of the misnomers of the narrative, you know, that was tricky to write, admittedly, was the idea that their approach is aimed at getting Kawhi's attention. You know, Deadspin's going to be Deadspin, but they had that headline that said, you know, the Clippers are trying way too hard or whatever they said to get Kawhi Leonard's attention. That's legitimately not the focus of their plan. Now, what's the nuance here is that, do I think the Clippers have a decent level of optimism that they have a really good crack at Kawhi? Yes. And so with that comes the fact that they want to be 100% prepared whenever they sit down with him to paint a picture of what the roster might look like in the kind of way that's going to suit his talents as well as possible, and then everything else that they're going to pitch. This is all homework. This is all research. And it's not – the relationship stuff is happening on the periphery, and that means – you know, people around Kawhi and certainly, you know, teams pushing the envelope in terms of let's learn about the way he's wired, what makes him tick, from all the people who can't get us in trouble. But talking directly to the player about what you want and the fact that you're interested in him, that is tampering 101. And that's why, just to be clear on the Lawrence Frank anecdote, I mean, that was happenstance that those guys were sharing the same space. And it was fascinating, though, because Lawrence did sit there for a half an hour knowing everybody who rolled by, Clippers and Raptors people alike. And then when Kawhi came by, certainly he and I said hello to each other. But Lawrence didn't know him. And I think that actually speaks to the fact that, you know, they're just doing homework right now and not necessarily kind of waving a big flag saying, hey, Kawhi, look at us.
With Sam Amick, senior NBA writer with The Athletic, any other teams out there besides the Raptors and the Clippers? You know, everyone's got those two teams so focused on, but, you know, the Knicks are going to have some space. I guess the Nets will have some space. The Lakers are going to have some space. Where else is your focus at when it comes to Kawhi?
Yeah, I mean, my focus is probably on the Lakers, although, you know, and at least, again, as we sit here talking in mid-December, I'm going to buy in to a certain degree to the chatter about the idea that Kawhi likely wants his own operation, you know, which is to say not necessarily to be co-stars with LeBron. I do think that's likely a real thing. You've been hearing that for a long time. Now, those other teams you mentioned, you know, they got space, and bottom line is Kawhi is either, you know, number one or number two on this free agency list, and it's kind of 1 and 1A between him and Kevin Durant. So any team with space is going to be coming after him. You know, Kevin is got the longer resume when it comes to just years of service and a guy who's been doing it for longer than Kawhi. And I also think, you know, that you've got a marketability to Kevin. I mean, he's got a brand and a pop that Kawhi can't necessarily sell at this point. So Kevin probably gets top billing, but Kawhi's right there. And any team that's got space and is trying to turn things around is going to be coming after him. We don't have clarity just yet, you know, on exactly which of those teams are going to have the door open when it comes to Kawhi and his people and who they want to entertain. But, you know, it does right now feel like, you know, kind of a Clippers, Raptors, Lakers situation.
Great stuff, Sam. Really appreciate you doing this, man. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
There's Sam Amick, senior NBA writer with The Athletic.